I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Voters will decide on the smart rail tax. Cash-strapped BART makes contingency plans. New affordable housing raises questions in Marin City. And Oakland teachers avoid a strike. When voters in Sonoma and Marin counties head to the polls for California's June primary, they'll also decide whether to extend a local sales tax that funds the Sonoma-Marin Area Rail Transit System, also known as SMART. The tax is set to expire in 2029. The Marin County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved a resolution to place the measure on their county's primary election ballot. Sonoma supervisors are expected to do the same in March. Doing it through a ballot initiative allows the decision to pass with a simple majority. It would extend the quarter-cent sales tax for 30 years without raising the rate. Supporters say the tax funds rail service, bike and pedestrian pathways, and future system expansions. Primary ballots will be mailed May 4th. On Thursday, the board of the Bay Area Rapid Transit System approved a sweeping contingency plan that would slash service, close stations, and raise fares. That's unless the transit agency secures new funding to close a $360 million projected deficit next year. The planned cuts would begin in January. BART would reduce service on three main lines, run trains every 30 minutes, close nightly at 9 p.m., and raise fares and parking fees by 30%. Deeper cuts could follow. They could include closing stations and hiking fares up to 50%. BART officials say the regional tax measure plan for November 2026 is critical to avoiding these reductions. BART's funding model relies heavily on passenger fares. The board said ridership remains at about 50% below pre-pandemic levels, although in recent years it has been slowly increasing. In just a few weeks, a five-story prefabricated building has risen in Marin City at 825 Drake Avenue. The apartments sit between three historic community spaces, the Manzanita Recreation Center, George Rocky Graham Park, and the Village Odudewa Adult Living Facility. County officials say the project addresses a growing housing shortage in Marin City as 20th-century deed-restricted rents are beginning to expire. Critics worry it could accelerate gentrification in the historically black community. Rents for two-bedroom units in the new building will range from about $1,100 to $2,200 or less. 25 of the 42 units are covered with vouchers funded by the federal government. Residents with vouchers pay just 30% of their income. The developer did take advantage of a 2018 state law, SB 35, that speeds local approval during periods when the county does not meet low-income housing goals set by the California Department of Housing and Community Development. That law was extended in 2023, and it will now sunset in 2036. After a year of negotiations, the Oakland Education Association announced it had reached a tentative contract agreement with the Oakland Unified School District. Union leaders say the deal was finalized after a strike authorization vote and the district's decision to move forward with plans to lay off roughly 400 employees. According to the union, the agreement includes wage increases, improvements to special education, and commitments to community and black schools. The deal comes as OUSD faces a projected $100 million structural deficit, declining enrollment, and the sunsetting of pandemic relief funds. The County of Marin has launched a new mobile app called Fix It Marin. Residents now have an easier way to report potholes, illegal dumping, vandalism, fallen trees, damaged streetlights, and other non-emergency issues. Users can upload photos, share locations, and track the status of their reports. The app is meant to speed up responses and improve coordination across departments. Supervisor Dennis Rodoni, who represents much of West Marin, said the app will be especially helpful in rural communities. Fix It Marin can be downloaded from the Marin County website. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.